الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إله الأولين وإله الآخرين وجامع الناس لميقات يوم الدين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أراد ما العباد فاعلوه ولو عصمهم لما خالفوه ولو شاء أن يطيعوه جميعا لأطاعوه وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بلغ عن الله رسالاته ونصح له في برياته فجزاه الله بأفضل ما جزى به نبيا عن أمته اللهم وعلى آله وأصحابه وعلى من اقتفى أثره واتبع سنته بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما اللهم ولا تجعل فينا ولا من بيننا شقيا ولا محروما. I don't like to have anybody sitting behind my back, so always sit in front of me. So I don't like to talk to people behind me. Always be in front, inshallah. And you can sit right here next to me too, inshallah, no problem. Inshallah, we'll proceed with where we stopped yesterday, inshallah.
Section 10, reasons why the people of innovation, misguidance, and arguments fall into innovations.
فالكلام والخصومة والجدال والمراء محدث يقدح الشك في القلب وإن أصاب صاحبه الحق والسنة.
So, rhetoric, dispute, argument, and debate are innovations. They generate doubt in the heart, even if the one who does so attains the truth and the sunnah. These matters, rhetoric, debate, and arguments that took place between the sects, are all invented matters, and what caused them is following of vain desires. Anyone whose desire is subject to what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, there will indeed be no doubt, dispute, debate, or argument from him, because he is a Muslim who submits to the Quran and the Sunnah. Allah the Most High says,
فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُم مِّنِّي هُدًى فَمَن تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ.
Then, whenever there comes to you guidance from me and whoever follows my guidance, there shall be no fear on them, nor shall they grieve. He the Most High also says,
فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى.
Then whoever follows my guidance shall neither go astray nor fall into distress and misery. What matters is submitting and surrendering oneself to the order of Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without debate and arguments. The people of misguidance did not fall into arguments and debate except due to the fact that they did not submit to Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just as the people of Sunnah and the Jama'ah submitted. This is why you see the people of Sunnah and the Jama'ah, to Allah is all praise due, united without any disagreement among them in the issue of Aqidah. Disagreement concerning Aqidah is only among the misguided sects. Allah the Most High says,
وَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.
But if they turn away, then they are only in opposition. So Allah will suffice you against them. And He is the All-Hearer, the All-Knower.
The last ayah I read, وَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And we're talking about the sects. We're talking about those who are misguided and followed their desires. Uthman radiallahu anhu was killed on the hands of those misguided sects, and when they shed his blood, radiallahu anhu, he was fasting, he was old, and he refused to raise weapon against those who are outside his house. They call it Yawm al-Dar, the day of house. They kept him under siege until they prevented him from leading the Salah fi Masjid Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when they killed him, his blood came into these ayah that he was reciting from the Quran. SubhanAllah, just for the coincidence, you know, because we're talking about the sects. You have to understand one thing. What we're talking about here, we're talking about misguided sects. The Quran, if you read the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always talking the path of us, our path is either two things, wahi or hawa. Wahi or hawa. What's the wahi? Ma ja'a bi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Min al-Quran wa sunnah. Wal hawa, man ittaba'a hawah, adallahu Allah, فلا يهديه أحد من بعد الله. الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول في القرآن: فإن لم يستجيبوا لك يا رسول الله. If they do not, or if they did not obey or follow what you came with. فإن لم يستجيبوا لك. What is that? وحي, right? فإن لم يستجيبوا لك, هذا الوحي. فاعلم أنما يتبعون أهواءهم. This is the hawa. And this is the whole thing. Musa alayhi salam li Fir'aun, right? قال فمن رب قال قد جئتكم بآية من ربكم والسلام على من اتبع الهدى. هذا الوحي. ماذا قال فرعون؟ قال فمن ربك يا موسى؟ قال لمن حوله ألا تستمعون؟ قال إن رسولكم الذي أرسل إليكم لمجنون. And he kept arguing. We're talking about al-jidal wal-khusuma wal-mur. Oh, this is part of what? Miss. And this is what we learn from the seer that we read before. But something, I just wanted to stop here just to bring these also. But when we read the Quran, always look, where is the wahi? And where is the hawa? Right? Ya Dawoodu, inna ja'alnaka khalifatan fil ardi fahkum bayna nasi bil haqq. What is this? Wahi. ولا تتبع الهوى. What is this? هوى. فيضلك عن سبيل الله. So what the هوى does? Lead you astray, right? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us.
And the confirmation of this is in another verse.
ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تتقون.
And follow not other paths, for they will separate you away from his path. This he has ordained for you, that you may become al-muttaqun. His saying, even if its companions attain the truth and sunnah, that is, he is a sinner, because he attained them, the truth and the sunnah, through the incorrect path. This is because the correct path is submission and free of entering into vain discourse, debate, and dispute that fills the hearts with rancor and awakes grudges. It even incites what is worse, which is takfir, declaring others as disbelievers, because the misguided sects declare one another as disbelievers and declare one another as being misguided.
For reading the ayah, Muslims, the true believer, they will never call someone kafir, right? But we say what? Rather, we say, whoever do this kind of act, huwa kafir. But we don't say the person is kafir. Why? Because there is acts that declared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran is kufr. Right? So basically, those who saddu an sabilillahi, wa matu wa hum kuffar, fala yaghfir Allah lahum. So whoever die ala al-kufr, he has no forgiveness. Huwa kafir. But when someone disagree with you in a matter that you think you are right and he is wrong, and you tell him anta kafir, then you know yourself you need to evaluate your Islam and what do you call it, renew your vows with Allah. The vows, I call it renew your covenant say the covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-ahd, to renew your shahada and tastaghfir Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He mentioned those sects, every sect, they think themselves right. This is a problem. That's why He said Ahl al-Sunnah, they never disagree with each other. Because Ya Shaykh, the deen is haqq. It's very clear. It's very clear. When someone, can you ask someone where you have this from and where you have this from? They used to ask the Sahaba and Umar radiallahu anhu wa Abu Bakr, all of them. من أين لك هذا؟ Where you get this from? Where you get this? So they don't say, hey, أنا الخليفة, why you ask me? No, this is from the deen. It has nothing to do. They don't say, they don't take things personal. Our problem, we take things very personal. And nobody would like to be criticized, right? Criticized. Nobody wants to be criticized. Or if you to admit your, oh, I made a mistake, or oh, we need to correct my mistake. Nothing wrong with that. But the problem is we arrogance, is because arrogance from the shaitan is a problem for all enmity that we see around us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول كل حزب بما لديهم فرحون.
Each sect rejoicing in that which is with it. Each of them considers that what he is upon is correct. As for the people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah who accept and submit, disagreement over Aqidah did not occur among them. To Allah is all praise due. They do not declare one another as disbelievers nor as misguided people. Rather, they praise one another and follow one another because they are on a correct path. Rancor, takfir, and tadlil, declaring others as misguided, only occur as a result of opposing the truth and applying baseless opinions and ideologies. There is no doubt that everyone wants to support his view so as to make it prevail over other opinions, and does not accept that you should say to him, you have made a mistake. The meaning of this to him is that you are accusing his intellect of deficiency and he will not be pleased with this. However, if you say to the follower of the truth when he errs, you have mistaken the proof or the sunnah, he will indeed accept it. This is because he aims at attaining the truth and does not aim at supporting his opinion to prevail. If you say, oh, so and so, you have mistaken the sunnah or the proof, he will indeed accept it and retract. But if you say to the follower of desires, you have made a mistake, he will be angry and furious. This is the sign of the people of desires. Each of them wants to support his desire to prevail. As for the follower of truth, he wants to support the truth to prevail, and he searches for the truth. And wisdom is the lost property of a believer. Wherever he finds it, he takes it.
This is the end of number 10. The conclusion is, recognize the right path and recognize al-hawa. If you recognize both, your destination safe. And never, when you bring to these topics that you said about sects and jama'at and kullu hizbin bima ladayhim farihun, you come close with your argument with one Muslim or another Muslim by saying, but Muawiyah wa Ali, they, now you did something beyond your limits, meaning that who are you to criticize Ashab al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Can anyone criticize them? What did we told on the tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about his companions? Right? Not to hurt them. Right? Allah, Allah fi ashabi. La tu'duhum wa la tasubbuhum. Don't hurt them. Don't curse them. Don't say things bad about them. Hum ashabu al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They, whatever ijtihad they do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yatawallahum wa yatawallana. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the judge at the end. But we do not take these things like that. I'm just going to give you an example that we talk about this. But rather, you can argue with someone who's coming and saying about things that is not from the deen. Can anybody think of something from those 2000, you know, like latest scholars, you know, like fully loaded options, you know, automatic and AC and ABS system and all the stuff. They come to you with all the fatawa and all things. مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ سُلْطَانِ. You can argue with these people. What is your dalil? And you don't attack their personal. You attack, when someone talk about the deen, you try to defend the deen by finding what? I need the dalil. This is a very simple question. ما هو الدليل؟ The القاطع, الفاصل, ما بيننا وبينهم, the things that this kind of, you know, make it final between us and them is the dalil. So no one can talk without dalil. A hadith that if you're not sure about isnad, we don't say it. If you know the hadith is da'if, for the purpose of ta'aleem, if the ulama suggested, we follow it. If not, we leave it alone. And al-hadith al-makdouba, you know, there's tons of ahadith comes, especially in every season. 15th of Sha'ban, you find all these ahadith. And for every season, there is like ahadith. It comes out of, I have no idea where they're coming from. But you find for every season in the year, there is a hadith comes to you out of nowhere. Oh, yeah, Sheikh, what do you think of this hadith, man? I never heard this hadith before. Okay, well, you know, it talks about you have to make, I don't know, 1,000 tasbih and then sujood and, you know, stuff like that. Subhanallah. If you want to follow it, it contradicts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول يريد الله بكم اليسر. Our deen is yusr. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. And all these kind of stuff. So when you find someone going too extreme, they become they claim the love of Allah and Rasul, allow themselves to speak lie, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulih. وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ وَمَنْ فَمَنْ يَهْدِي مَنْ أَضَلَّ اللَّهُ. Who guides? Who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misguide? نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى الهداية. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى التوفيق والسداد. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى الصلاح والفلاح. سبحانك الله وبحمدك, نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت, نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. جزاكم الله خيرا. يا رب يا كريم يا الله.